AP News, I'm Haya Pujwani. President Joe Biden says Israeli airstrikes that killed 7 aid workers are tragic and not a standalone incident. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Biden said in a statement that Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers trying to deliver desperately needed help to civilians. The World Central Kitchen workers were British, Polish, a Palestinian, and a Canadian-American dual national. Israeli military chief Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi says the attack was a grave mistake.
The strike was not carried out with the intention of harming WCK aid workers.
Critics say the strike highlights Israel's indiscriminate bombing and a lack of regard for civilian casualties in Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump easily won primaries in Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and Wisconsin. At a campaign event on the road in Green Bay, Trump challenged President Biden to a debate.
We have an empty podium right here to my right. You know what that is? That's for Joe Biden. I'm trying to get him to debate. I'm calling on Crooked Joe to debate anytime, any place. We'll do it anywhere you want, Joe.
Amazon is removing Just Walk Out technology from its Fresh grocery stores. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has the latest.
After hearing from customers who enjoyed skipping the checkout line, but also wanted to view their receipts and savings as they shopped, Amazon Fresh is making a change. Instead of skipping the checkout line and getting a receipt after, Amazon says customers will be using smart carts that allow shoppers to skip the checkout line, but also see their spending in real time. Just Walk Out technology will continue to be offered in Amazon Go stores and some smaller Amazon Fresh stores in the UK. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Seth Sutel reports Tesla sales fall nearly 9% to start the year.
Tesla's vehicle deliveries fell much more than expected at the beginning of the year. Elon Musk's electric vehicle company delivered far fewer vehicles in the first quarter of the year than forecast. Tesla delivered almost 387,000 vehicles from January through March. That was down almost 9% from the same period a year earlier and lower than even the most pessimistic estimates on Wall Street. Competition has been increasing for electric vehicles, and overall sales growth of EVs has slowed. Price cuts by Tesla didn't bring in as many buyers as hoped. Tesla said the decline came as it phases in an updated version of its Model 3 sedan at its factory in Fremont, California. The company has lost about a third of its value this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Stocks had their worst day in 4 weeks. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1%, and the NASDAQ Composite gave back 1%. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.